That's what I have. Anything else? Any?
I mean, part of it, yeah, is, part of it is your county area. Obviously, NDOT has the boulevard, so that's an NDOT standard.
I understand that.
We're fighting on it with just the mill and pay that they did, the slurry seal, but I know last time we paved roads out here, I know we stretched that budget because we were under cost, and I don't know whether it's just difficulty getting contractors or what, but my suggestion, I mean, realistically, the buck's gonna stop at Marilyn's office, so she's gonna know where the numbers are, and she should be able to give you that. And she's super busy. I get it, and that's not what you wanna hear.
I know. That doesn't mean that we get looked over, though.
No, I understand that.
That money's there to be used.
We'll see if we can find out, you know, maybe we can get at least a list of numbers and when the paving contracts are.
I have several contractors that we work with that pave, Las Vegas Paving, several others. I've gotten quotes to pave that road. It wouldn't be extremely, you know, out of the question.
And the other issue we may have had is that with COVID, I know, when I was working for the Water District, all of our projects got put off because we didn't have staff to inspect. So that may be part of what leads into it too, but we can probably find out from Marilyn. I'll try to reach out to her.
It'd be great, dear.
I'll try to reach out to you too.
Yeah, I asked when the next, I know it was supposed to happen every year where we talk about roads to be paved, and I haven't seen that for a while. I asked Amelia about it, and she didn't know.
Put that off because there's no new roads that we can add because the list hasn't changed.
I believe that was the problem.
Because there's no new roads to add for what?
Because the list hasn't changed.
Because the list is already so long.
Right, right.
So we don't wanna add any more roads, obviously, until we can get some.
Oh, yeah, and that's what, Amelia misunderstood me, that I wanted to add a road on there, and that's not the case.
No.
My road's on there and been on there for a long time.
Yeah, you've been pretty patient, so I understand, I get it.
Someday. I mean, I'm gonna live and die there. I got 50 more years, so.
Maybe we'll have it paved like 49.
I don't know. I'm about ready to give up, but I'd like to see something happen, so thank you.
Do I have a motion to approve the minutes for January 12th, 2022?
I'll make a motion to approve January 12th, 2022 minutes.
All in favor?
Aye.
And an approval, motion to approve the agenda for April 13th, 2022. To hold, combine, or delete any items.
I'll make the motion to approve the agenda for April 13th, 2022.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, there's no informational items, planning and zoning. We have SC 220134- County of Clark Aviation Street name change to name Cooper Street as one continuous alignment from Lee Avenue to Willow Avenue east of Anderson Street, generally located on the north side of Lee Avenue and the south side of Willow Avenue within Moapa Valley. Is there anyone here to talk about that?
Let's just combine all three of them since it's the same person supposed to be speaking.
Okay, and then the second one is SC 220135, County of Clark Aviation Street name change to change segment of Cooper Street to Airport Road between Lee Avenue and Anita Avenue, generally located on the south side of Anita Avenue and the north side of Lee Avenue within Moapa Valley. Three, SC 220136, County of Clark Aviation Street name change to change the name of Anita Avenue to Ramos Ranch Road between Cooper Street and Deer Street, generally located on the east side of Cooper Street and the west side of Deer Street within Moapa Valley. Is there anyone here for that?
Well, that's really good that they called this meeting tonight, the only thing on the agenda, and they are not here. It's really silly that we have to hear it because they're gonna change the name no matter what. Is there anybody who wishes to speak about this matter? I guess we hold this item till our next meeting, which will be in 2 weeks.
Yeah. Okay, general business, there's none. Is there any other comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board?
Members of.
Can you state your name and your address for the record?
My name is Knox Whipple. I reside at 1958 Whitney Stream Avenue, WHIPPLE, last name. Members of the town board, I've come before you today to address a matter of importance to the community. There are many forms of recreation that take place on the public lands within town limits. One of these is mountain biking. As a result of this form of recreation, a network of mountain biking trails has been established and are currently being used. These trails provide a fun way to spend time for countless people in and out of Moapa Valley. People from all around the country have stopped by to ride these trails. Along with casual enjoyment, these trails also provide a way to exercise and get outdoors for students like me. An official mountain biking team has been formed through the National Interscholastic Cycling Organization, which has hosted several races on these trails for hundreds of middle school and high school students. However, despite all the good they bring to the community, the mountain bike trails and the riders that ride them are in danger. When mountain biking riders are enjoying themselves out on the trails, they are actually actively at risk of being shot at. Along with being the trailhead for these popular trails, it has also become a common location for shooters. Riders may be happily riding along when they suddenly come into the line of fire. A student at the Moapa Valley High School was actually wounded by a shotgun when exploring the trails with friends. What should be a relatively safe method of recreation has been made hazardous to participants because of the shooters. Mountain bikers aren't the only ones at risk in the area. There's an active quarry, a frequently traveled road, water and power utility site, and a residential area well within the range of the shooting area. Another potentially dangerous fact is that all these shooting activities are right on top of the Republic Services Transfer Area or dump site. Employees of the Republic Services have been at work while shooting is ongoing. Even worse is the presence of a bus stop near the shooting range. Young children are right in the line of fire at certain times. I'm not arguing against the use of firearms. I simply request that another area is dedicated to shooters that allow mountain bikers to coexist with them on public lands. I recognize that the shooters there were there long before the mountain bikers, but having a mountain bike specific area would not only be exponentially safer for all parties, but would also put Moapa Valley on the mountain biking map. The cement slab near the trails is only one of many locations in the valley where shooters should go for fun, while it is the only place with mountain biking trails. I propose that something should be done to keep the shooters out of the area so families and friends can continue to mountain bike safely. A simple solution could protect people from accidents even worse than what has already happened.
Thank you. Are there any comments from the general audience?
I agree.
Board? I was going to ask what area it was, but you pinned right onto it. That's fantastic.
And I don't think, and sort of Tony, can you answer this question? I don't think that there's any officially designated shooting areas in Moapa Valley. So
no.
I think that's part of the problem is that they're legally, if they're following their legal rights to shoot, right? We'd have to kind of designate that as an off-limits area, which always could be done. My suggestion would be meeting with Commissioner Kirkpatrick and talking to her about the issue, because I agree with you. I think the mountain biking thing, I actually been thinking for a while about how we do some sort of event where we bring in a major race out here to where we can bring that in and kind of highlight the community. And if it's a safety issue, I think we need to address it. We can't do it formally at this meeting, but we can kind of give you suggestions on where to go. So I would start that process with talking to the commissioner's office, come up with a proposed plan, and then bring it to her and say, this is my proposed plan, this is what I'd like to see. I would obviously like to see, and you have the knowledge to do it, to make that event, and do it at least once or twice a year, or we can bring those guys in. I think it would help your cause, so.
Get with the guys from Republic also. Have them voice their concern to the commissioner. That's just scary, scary.
And the school?
Yes, school bus, everybody.
Yeah, yes. You could do the school board, or the more of you get on board.
The more behind you, yes.
Better,
everybody
right?
Get with Marilyn. And
the last thing we want to see in this valley is somebody get hurt.
Seriously hurt.
Seriously get hurt because of a safety issue. And so if it's a safety issue, we need to address it, but we have some legal.
We very much appreciate the support of the board, and we have had more than support from the local police force. And
great.
Apparently, a lot of the police officers are mountain bikers, so they get it.
Nice.
So they're out there.
Nice.
They're with us. They know. But just this last week at practice, we had to ask someone to leave. At our mountain bike practice, we had to ask someone to leave, and they were belligerent. They will not. They, you know what I mean? They can shoot wherever they want, whenever they want. So we appreciate your support, the community support.
Yeah.
Madam Chair, Janice Redondo-Overton, does Lee Kirk still come up from the BLM? So Lee Corp was the acting manager?
It's been quite a while since we've seen him.
He's no longer the acting manager.
But is he still a representative of the BLM?
No, he is in a different position to BLM.
You can try Kirkpatrick, you're going to have better response.
From BLM.
With the BLM.
We had a fantastic, the guy that's the police chief, or the, excuse me, the fire chief now, was with the BLM.
Stephen Neal, right.
He was super supportive, but apparently he took a new job.
Oh, no.
I'll get with you after.
Yeah, thanks.
Great. We've also got the progress here that'll get us a little more attention.
Maybe that's something we could do too, maybe in the interim, maybe Vernon could do an article or something like that where we can have a discussion. Because people aren't thinking you're just kicking them out of an area, kick them out of an area, which I think is probably more what's going on. They get kicked out, just get kicked out. But I think if they can have an explanation, I don't know, I shoot quite a bit. If there's an issue, we need to resolve the issue as sports.
Yes. Yes. Isn't that a shooting range on one of our wish lists?
That's what I was thinking about too.
So we actually have.
So if we could get our shooting range.
Rec wish list, we actually have a dedicated, fully operational shooting range that's on there. So if we can work with the NRA and some stuff like that, maybe that have to happen. That'll alleviate some of that. But you're still going to have those guys that, I'm not going to be controlled by going to the shooting range. I'm going to go shoot wherever I want. So
we call it a cement plant, but we think of the cement plant as a fantastic alternative.
Well, and so they're shooting on the other side of the highway is where they're at. So, and that's traditionally has been one of the spots they shoot. The problem is, especially with some of the nice weather, it gets overloaded with people, and people don't clean up after themselves, so that's another issue. So people don't want to go there because it's a nightmare to go there.
Right. I really appreciate you coming in and drawing our attention to this matter. You did great.
It was very well said.
Yes.
Very well articulated.
Very nice. Okay, I want to bring up something and get it on the record of our building inspections. R. O'Reilly's has been ready to open for months, and they cannot get their final inspection. That is a business that's paying for a lot, their building, utilities. They hired people, and we cannot get the doors open. And I know that Cup of Joe's waited over a month from the time they called for their final inspection before we got somebody out here. We've got to get the ball rolling a little more.
Bruce Fox?
Yeah.
Bruce?
I don't know who it is now.
It's Bruce.
It's Bruce, yeah. But they will not have him come out. I don't know why.
I wonder why it's sitting there looking like it's open with nobody in it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's messing with a lot of business.
Well, I know just from, we had, during the economic development conversation with the commissioner's office, we actually had some discussion about that particular issue and what the commissioner has asked for everybody in this room. It's not going to go very far. Maybe Vernon can help that a little bit, but she has asked that when we pull permits on projects, when we do our initial applications, that we just go ahead and let her office know, and she'll track them on a bi-weekly basis or a monthly basis to make sure that we're not getting held up. What's happened a lot of times is they're getting held up, and then it's going back to their engineers, and their engineers are holding it for, you know, exorbitant amounts of time. So sometimes it's the county that's the issue, sometimes it's the engineer that's the issue, sometimes it's a combination of the two. But if the commissioner's office at least knows about the issue, then she can track it and solve those issues where they get bottlenecked, and she can go alleviate the bottleneck. She had an issue with the dentist's office that wants to build their house issues, and she knew nothing about their issues. So kind of some of the builders were at fault a little bit as well, so we just need to kind of approach it every direction, but if we can get them into the commissioner's office early, I think we solve a lot of that issue.
Anyone else? Any comments? All right, this meeting will be adjourned.
Okay, our next meeting is in 2 weeks on April 27th, 2020, and we are adjourned. Thank you. You take good notes, right?
Mm-hmm.
I try to. I've always.
Okay.
Yeah.
I had this thing on and I looked down and it shut off. I don't know how long it was while Trent was talking.
Okay.
So if you've got that part that you could get to Amelia.
Yeah. I'd be happy to go back and kind of like listen to it and